a 360-degree view on sports.
Theme of the show today is Turning Point. And certainly, while they're still in 15th place on the table, Cape Town Spurs, the former Ajax Cape Town, will be hoping that last weekend's very emphatic result away from home in Toyando is a turning point as well. Shuz Makuto joins us on the line from Cape Town Spurs. Good morning, boss. Are you well?
Good morning. Good morning to all the listeners. Are we well?
Yeah.
One step at a time. Heart is still beating.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I hadn't booked any flights to London anyway, so it's fine.
You mean East London, I guess.
East London, maybe. Yeah, exactly. 4-0 against Chakuma Chamadzviandila, away from home in Toyando, which is never an easy place to go. 0-0 at half time, apparently, and an emphatic second half with Cupido, who came on as a substitute. Mosia Tlaga came on as a substitute. And between the two players, they scored three goals. So is that clever from Sean Bartlett? Was it just the way things worked? How was the match, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, it wasn't as easy as what a scoreline reflects.
Sure.
Sometimes people will read too much on the scoreline. it was a hard trip to begin with. It was a long drive.
Yes.
You know, we had to plan it accordingly so that we make sure the players don't get fatigued. Like, luckily for us, we traveled with the Cape Town weather, and we arrived in Toyando. It was obviously a luxury weather for us. It helps with the breathing, I guess, and also helps with having enough energy to go in and do what we can do. One of the reasons why it was nil in the first half, obviously it was raining, and yes, the pitch was a little bit more wet, so it suited us for most of the times. And didn't really suit the opposition for a certain period of the game. As the game obviously grew longer, you know, the frustration from the opposition meant that they opened up a bit, and in the second half we found the space. Fresh legs also worked, and also obviously being accurate in our counter-attacking options made it easy for us. Thought we also defended well as a team because we didn't really give them a clear card scoring chance. I think they only got that somewhere in the 86 minutes of the game where they hit the upright. But otherwise, apart from that, they didn't really have anything that we should be worried about or we could have been concerned about. So we're happy with, obviously, the defensive play. We're happy with the contribution from the keeper. We're happy with the not conceding. We've been leaking goals of late. And the fact that we got four goals, it was a bonus for us.
Mm. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it does wonders for your goal difference as well, where you're on the table. But there's still work to be done, and you guys know that. It doesn't get any easier, I suppose, when you take on the table toppers. But I'm sure JDR Stars will be a hell of a lot more nervous traveling to Cape Town than you're going to be on the pitch this coming weekend.
Yeah, playing it at Lone Stadium, we always have a chance. I think if we apply ourselves in the best way we can at home, we could be trouble for any team. I think if I take in Sean's words after the game against PTM, he just said 4-0. He says it was long coming that we would score goals. So that fed into JDR's style. Obviously, I would have preferred to separate these goals that we scored the rest of the other games we're going to play.
Yeah,
I know people would think we excited with the 4-0. We're not. As a team, generally, we're not, because we know what the task is ahead.
Yes.
We also know how dangerous JDR is as a team. They're not sitting on top with 25 points by default.
No.
They know how to do the job. Home or away, they know how to do the job. That's why they got 25 points. We barely have 12 points, you know, as a team. So it just told shares the difference between the two teams. So the danger of JDR is well noted, and the pride of playing at home should actually take factor into the team. Sean, well, he's a very easy guy. He's a very professional. He's been there, done it.
Yes,
he would know how to, you know, count the heads of the players and make them focus on what is ahead. Don't worry about what happened before.
One thing that we saw on social media, and it's very nice for you. You're one of the better clubs to in your participation on social media platforms. So we get a lot of information coming out of Cape Town Spurs. And weren't there three youngsters from your academy that have been included in the under-20 national squad?
Well, we're excited. We're excited for them. We're excited for the growth of the team. You know, it actually bodes in nicely with what the team stands for. We would have loved to have more players that would represent the national team, the junior national teams to be specific. We also would be happy with most of the players that we have in our team would come from our youth development. But that's what we stand for as a team. We haven't changed. We just changed the name, IX Cape Town to Cape Town Spurs, but the way we do things haven't changed.
Sure.
Like you saw the lineup that we played against GTM, I mean, still in goals, we still have a 20-year-old.
Yes.
That comes from the youth as a 10-year-old. We still had Asanere there. We still had Kumani there. They also came as a 10-year-old. So it's quite interesting for us to continue. What people don't know, Gerard Marul actually grew up from IX. He arrived as a 10-year-old. So he made his comeback into the team where he originally started. He used to be the brother of Clifford, one player called Clifford Ngobeni, because his parents were the foster parents for Clifford Ngobeni growing up as a youth player at IX Cape Town. So, yeah, we always like to keep that family togetherness, you know, around the team and making sure that we grow our own players.
Wow, it's fantastic. Yeah, and another thing that I saw on your social media platforms before the match against Jacuma was that Sean was focusing on, they'd split the coaching up into different groups, and Sean was concentrating on the strikers being a bit more emphatic in front of goal. And obviously, with the four goals that came against Jacuma, maybe that's a launching pad and the confidence that the guys have in their ability to be able to find the back of the net. And, you know, obviously, from a Cape Town Spurs point of view, you want that to continue.
Well, we've always believed what we could do, we should depend on on the quality of our strikers.
Sure.
I would have also blamed them, the coaches, if there would be a situation where we don't improve in the areas where we have the best players that have played in that position. Sean was the best in his position. Surely the first situation to address would be how our strikers should be in the box waiting for good delivery to come, so that if they're in the box, the delivery doesn't come, we know where the problem is. Not when the delivery comes, there's no one inside the box. So the first goal that we scored was a header from a top cross from Gregory out wide. So the number nine was there in the box, and he was paid for being there, for making that run. So after that, they smelt it. Like, the more they actually make the right runs, the positive runs, as per the coach's words, something will come up. So sometimes, you know, with South African players, they try to spend too much time in trying to find where the ball is. No, the ball should find you. That's how football is played worldwide. The ball finds you. If you're in the right place, you're able to hurt the opposition. But if you're busy following the ball, that's just ball possession. Ball possession don't win you games.
Yes. No, 100%. I mean, we've seen that so many times. I mean, a team will have 40% possession. And when it came in, a team with the majority of possession sometimes doesn't even have a shot on target. I agree with you 100%. As far as the rest of the year is concerned, 2021, you have another match just before Christmas against Jacuma again, this time at home. Are you looking to double up on that one? And then Hungry Lions are in trouble. Sporting's in the bottom half of the table. I mean, you know, if you beat the teams around you, then that should be part of your success. And sure, there's some interesting fixtures lining up here for Cape Town Spurs.
Well, firstly, Takuma is too far. We haven't even thought about them. We haven't even booked a venue for them, for that matter.
Sure.
And so they're too far for us. As far as we're concerned, I think the biggest task ahead is JDR. We know,
yes,
after JDR, we will have to focus on TS Sporting, but most importantly, we have to give JDR all the respect they deserve. That's why they're number one. I said it before.
Yep.
They're not number one by default. They're number one because they're doing the job. They take their chances when they're given an opportunity. It's a very good team that they've been assembled. It's very very fast-running attacking players. So we can't take them for granted. We can't blame the other games that will come, because remember, paving a way to playing against TS Sporting, like what you said, playing against Hungry Lion, playing against TTM, would be getting maximum points against JDR.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that would be a massive boost. I mean, if you picked up points there, it would be absolutely incredible. As far as you are concerned, there are points available, and because you know, yourself and your nearest opposition are so closely congested. I mean, three teams on 13 points above you, then Hungary Lions on 14, TS Sporting on 15. You know, any sort of run of results, and suddenly you find yourself in mid-table.
Well, short-term plan for us is to obviously to make sure that we hold on into the good run of JDR first. That's the most important target for us, is to keep them there where they are. Whether that brings us closer in terms of points with them or not, but the most important thing is that we need to take away the full 3 points from JDR.
Yeah.
And then the second one, obviously, is to make sure that when we play TS Sporting, we go above them. So it's one step at a time, and each and every game has a reading of its own. Funny enough, what we say, that it will mean that when we play Hungary Lions, it means we have to beat them to be on top of them as well. So all of these games and all of these matches have their own relevance of their own. But we target each game as it comes, because it's all about winning the points and be over the team that we're playing with. But the JDR one is a confidence booster. It's not about anything else. It's about playing at home, play with pride, win 3 points, hold JDR with their running away with the league, and make sure that they keep the league competitive for everyone else so that everyone will still believe they have a chance. For us, we need to get away from where we are. It's not about winning the league. It's not about playoffs. It's just to get away from where we are. If that happens, we will see what other opportunities opens up when we obviously win the 3 points.
Mm. The other consideration that has to be made is the Nedbank Cup, the draw for the preliminary round, the qualification round for GLAAD African Championship teams is happening today at the PSL office. Do you have any preference of opposition?
We're happy with any draw, but not the one we just did, TTF. We don't want to go there. The memories are still fresh now. No, thank you very much.
That's a heck of a trip, eh? I heard that Leopards, I mean, there's always trips up to that part of the world, and you have Leopards in your third last match of the season. I heard that they might be relocating to Malamulele instead of Polokwane or Toyondo for that matter. So I'm
not sure if you know that Malamulele is 36 minutes away from where we are in Toyondo.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little bit more drive, basically, than less drive. So it's not going to be comforting. Yes, you're right. What that information has come across. There seems to be a lot of teams are playing in Old Peter Mokaba, so I think that they think their luck has run out. But they won the last game, so they might change their mind.
Yeah, also, like you, a bit circumspect, but certainly there's a boost. That's why I called my show Turning Point today, because I'm also chatting to TS Sporting's Zamanene a bit later with their win. That's also, you know, taking them away from near the bottom of the table. Yeah, it's been a fascinating last or previous weekend of results for teams at the bottom, which makes it more difficult for Jomo, but that's Jomo's problem.
Now, but Jomo will get out of there.
I'm sure.
And I said it in the beginning of the season. I'm going to say it now. There are teams that were winning because, you know, the understanding of this particular league is not fully there. You know, but you have to correct points as quickly as you can. That we know.
Yes.
But they're going to run out of gas. Yeah. And when that happens, the team that are experienced enough at this level will be able to climb a little bit better.
Yeah.
The league is going to the lock standing will change a lot in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Mm. But what will help all of those teams is the big break that we're going to get in January, starting in February.
Yeah.
So those teams will be able to recharge their batteries again. Remember, if they've done it in the beginning of the season, it means they can do it again if they get another break to start all over again.
Yeah.
So what it would have been an advantage for us experienced teams at this level, in January, again, we will have a disadvantage in it because the teams will again be much fresher. And they'll approach each game the way they started in the beginning of the season.
Mm.
So it's a running league. The NFT, the Glad Africa Championship is a running league. It's not a playing league. You don't go there to watch silhouettes. There's no nice music played there.
No.
We're all there to cut the grass. And if you look at all the fields we play, none of them are top world-class pitches because we've run them out. That's what we do. And unfortunately, for the team that wants to play there, there's no room for that.
Mm.
You know, you get out-muscled and out-paced, and everything else becomes results-orientated. So if things don't work out for any team, they go defensive. That's why there's a lot of low-scoring games. When there is a big-scoring game, it becomes a huge margin because you make more mistakes as you get along because the team is out-muscling you.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we know what we are up against. We just have to plan each game as it comes.
Mm. Yeah, well, it seems to, you know, there seems to be at least some good ideas and organization about that. Now, last Christmas, we had the COVID pandemic that had started, and there was all these breaks, and the league started very late, and there wasn't any real chance for people, club owners, let alone the players and coaching staff, to enjoy Christmas. But in 2021, it seems to be a slightly different story because, as you said, you know, from your last match, I think it's on the 19th of December, and you play again on the 19th of February. So what is the plan? Let the players go for a while and bring them back, play friendlies?
We're definitely going to enjoy Christmas this year. I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes, there will be Christmas. There will be Christmas tree. Probably will be dressed in my Father Christmas.
I can't wait for the pictures.
And secondly to that, yeah, we've already set up dates of where we're going to break and when the players are going to come back. Obviously, we're going to come back early in January to start preparing. Like I said to you, there's going to be a mini preseason. Because we have to start as if it's the beginning of a season again.
Mm.
Because that's 5 weeks of no football.
Sure.
Means we have to put together enough friendlies in between those 5 weeks to make sure the team stays actively polished.
Yeah.
Because the first game that you start with in February, it's the foundation of how you fare the rest of the months to follow in 2022.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for us, we have made friends with all the Cape Town teams. We meet each other.
Good.
So we're going to play each other as much as possible.
Okay. No, that's brilliant. And interestingly enough, you play TS Sporting next weekend, and then you play them also on the first day of the resumption on the 19th of February. So
I don't know how they designed the league. It's not a nice one. And you start the league by going to Nelspruit. Not a nice.
No.
Football for you.
Anyway, I know what that's like. I'm going to Nelspruit tomorrow to TX Galaxy and your city team there, Cape Town City. In the PSL.
Best of luck. It's not a best place to go to, but it's very difficult to get to as well.
No, it's a long trip. I mean, from Joburg, it's fine. It's 3 hours by road, 3.5 hours. But from Cape Town, yeah, it's a bit of a trek, you know. But anyway, Lekker. Okay, so we wish you all the best. JDR Stars, as you said a couple of times, not an easy team to play. They are top of the table. But, you know, they will be very well aware, as I have spoken to the club. And I look back on my stats and I told them that at this stage of the season, week 13 in the previous season and the season before that, this is where they were near the top of the table, both in the last 3 years, in fact. This year and the last 2 years, they've been in this position. And this is where they start to lose momentum. So I don't know. I'll just leave it there.
We will just encourage them to do what they do best. We won't do anything that they haven't done.
No, exactly. Lovely. Okay. Awesome. Nice chatting to you, Shoes.
Take care, man.
You take care of yourself. All the best for the rest of it. If we don't chat, I'm sure we might get an opportunity to chat before Christmas. But yeah, you have yourself a good time. Good luck against JDR Stars. And yeah, whatever team you draw in the Nedbank Cup qualification, well, we'll hold thumbs for that one too.
Thank you very much. Thanks to all the listeners and have a great morning.
Cheers, boss. Thank you. You too.
Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision View Sports Radio.